We are learning Masechtas Megillah Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the two dots on Chav Aleph Amud Beis. On Rosh Chodesh, we lay in the parish of Rosh Chodesh, but the parish of Rosh Chodesh is only five psukim, and we have four aliyahs. Therefore, we start from the beginning of parashas Tamid in parashas Pinchas. That's Perek Chav Ches Pasuk Aleph, and the first parash Tamid is eight psukim. Then you have two psukim on Shabbos, Yom HaShabbos, the Musafim of Shabbos. Then you have five psukim of Rosh Chodeshim, altogether 15 psukim. But the problem is that the first parasha has eight psukim, then there's two, and then there's five, and that makes problems in breaking up the aliyahs into four. So let's see the Gemara. Bayimine Ula by Rav Mirava. Parashas Rosh Chodesh Ketzer Karinoy. So how do you lay it? How do you lay this parasha on Rosh Chodesh? Make four aliyahs out of it. Savas Bnei Yisrael Amartalem is Karbani Lachmi. That's the parasha of Tamid. The Havian Tamne Psukim. That's eight psukim. Hechinavid. What you do with that? How you break that up? Nikud Trei Tlasa Tlasa. If you read three psukim for the first aliyah, three psukim for the second aliyah, all together six. Pashulut Trei. You have two psukim left. The aim is Shayim a parasha Pachas Psayish Psukim. The halacha is you don't leave a parasha with two psukim left. You don't leave a parasha with two psukim left, because it looks like the next aliyah, if someone leaves now, he'll think the next person got aliyah with only two psukim, and therefore you don't leave the end of a parasha less than three psukim. Nikriya barba, so I have an idea. Just read the first eight with two, four and four. The problem is then, pashulu shiva, you only have seven left, and of Yom HaShabbos have a tray. Yom HaShabbos is two. Rosh Chodeshim have a chamisha. So hechinava, what you do here? You have here two aliyahs left in these seven psukim. Nikri Trei Maha, read two, means the Shlishi should read V'yem HaShabbos and the two psukim of V'yem HaShabbos, and then one pasuk of Rosh Chodeshim, Eimas Chilim Parasha, Pachim Shosh Psukim. You can't start a parasha less than three psukim. Why? If someone walks in late, he'll see that your second pasuk from the parasha, he's going to think you only read one pasuk, the last aliyah only read one pasuk. Therefore, you can't do that. Likri Trei Maha, V'tlasa Maha. So Tarsis will read two from Yom HaShabbos, the two of the Yom HaShabbos parasha, and then in the next parasha you go in three, and probably only have two left then. Then that's also a problem. Likri Trei Maha, V'tlasa Maha, and three from Rosh Chodeshim, Poshul Trei. You only have two left in the parasha of Rosh Chodeshim, and that you're not allowed to do. You're not leave two left, because if someone leaves, he'll think that you're only laying two psukim for the next aliyah. Amalai, and even worse here, you're not going to have three psukim for the next aliyah if the Shlishi reads two and three. You're only going to have two psukim left for the next aliyah. Amalai, so this is the question. What do we do Rosh Chodesh? We have 15 psukim, which technically, if you take the four and split it up, the three, you have three for each. But the way the parashas are set up, there's a problem there. So what should we do? Amalai, that was a question that Ula by Rav asked Rav. So Rav answers, I never heard anything about Rosh Chodesh. Amaloi, Zulo Shemati. I never heard anything about Rosh Chodesh. Kiyoitzeba Shemati. But I did hear something similar. In a different Shaila. Tonight, I learned to the Mishnah. It's the Mishnah of Mestechtas Tainis. And Tainis, there's a loch of the Ma'amadis. Those are the Israelim, and according to Rashi, it's Kahanim Levim Israelim, that used to daven on the Kabbanas. And they daven in their own cities. The Israelim gather in their own cities, in the Shul, and they daven for the Kabbanas in the Beis HaMikdash. And they used to lane. These are the lane parashas Bereishis, and they've had three aliyahs. And the question was, how did you break off those aliyahs? So the first day they read Bereishis till the next parasha, till the second day, the first day of creation, and second day of creation. The first day of creation there are five psukim, and second day of creation there are three psukim, altogether eight psukim, which is actually not enough for three aliyahs. And shout out what you did. So it's not. The first day, on Sunday, they laned the first day of creation and the second day of creation. Bereishis v'Yirikiyah. B'tani Allah. Bereishis v'Shnayim. You read the first parasha of Bereishis, the first day of creation, you read it with two aliyahs. And Yirikiyah b'Echad. B'Avinimah. And the Gemara asks over there, B'shlam Yirikiyah b'Echad. Klasa p'sukyav. B'shlam Yirikiyah. You can read b'Echad. That's Shlishi. You can read b'Echad. It's three psukim. Problem is, of Bereishis, B'shtayim, how do you read the parasha of Bereishis with two aliyahs? Chamisha psukiyav, there's only five psukim. V'tanya, learned in the Braisa. Hakoyre b'tayre, learned in the Braisa. It's actually also a Mishnah later on. It's a Mishnah later on, say it tonight maybe. Hakoyre b'tayre lo yifkais mishloisha psukim. Someone who lanes in the Torah should not go less than three psukim. So there's a problem over there. How is it possible to lane Bereishis, the first day of creation, with two aliyahs? V'itma Allah, the Gemara answers there. And there's a machlokes. Rav Amar Doilig, B'Shmuel Amar. Rav Amar Doilig, which Rav says what they do is they lane the one of the things twice. That's what they do. They lay one of the pesukim twice. And Shmuel Amar Pesuk, that you stop in the middle of a pasuk. That means there's five pesukim in the first parash, the first day of creation. So according to Rav, you read Bereishis Bara Elokim Hashamayim Zaharis, then you read Vayaras Hashem Yavo, then the third pasuk Vayomer Elokim Yehi Ar. Then the next aliyah repeats Vayomer Elokim Yehi Ar, and then Vayar Elokim and Vayikra Elokim, and each one gets three pesukim because they repeat the middle pasuk twice. That's what Rav holds. That's called Doilek. What does Shmuel say? Shmuel says Pesuk, stop in the middle of pasuk. The middle pasuk, says Vayomer Elokim Yehi Ar Vayehi Ar. So according to Shmuel, you would say Vayomer Elokim Yehi Ar, stop. And then the next pasuk, next aliyah start of Yehi Ar. Each one did 2.5 pesukim. So that's what Rav and Shmuel. And the Gemara explains like this: Rav Amar Doilek, my time alone on pasuk. What's Rav? Rav says you repeat a pasuk over and you don't stop in the middle. Because Rav holds Kol Pesukot LePaskei Moshe Anal LePaskei Alei. Rav holds any pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu did not break in half, which means we makabel Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. We makabel exactly the size of the pesukim and where it ends, where it starts. So if he didn't make a half sig in the middle of the pasuk, we don't do that, and therefore you can't stop in the middle of the pasuk when you're leaning. But Shmuel Amar Paskei Alei, you could stop. Pray the Gemara of Shmuel Amar Paskei Alei, is that possible? Vamo Rav Chananya Kara, Rav Chananya Kara, Chananya the Bal Kaira, who also taught children how to read. He said, "Tzar Gadol Hayuli Etzer Rav Chanina HaGadol." I had a lot of hardship getting a heter from Rav Chanina HaGadol. Like Hitali Lifsek El Tanakas Shavayis Rabban, that he only allowed me to split up sukkim when I'm teaching children. But besides that, I can never split up sukkim. However, Islam and Asuyim, since there I'm teaching the children how to learn, they can't learn the whole pasuk at a time. So there I'm allowed to split up sukkim. But Islam is that you couldn't. So how could Shmuel say that he stopped pasuk in the middle? It's not so. It's very not pasuk. So Mara says, no, hasam tayamai, why they allow you by children to split the pasuk? Because no other way to teach you that. Hachanami here, but this laning, like efshir, no other way. So therefore, Shmuel allows to be pasuk. Shmuel Paisik, my time alone with Derlik. So why don't Shmuel say Rav's idea of being Derlik? And our answer is Gzeiro Shema Anachnosim Mishema Yaitzim. The answer is Shmuel holds there's a Gzeiro here. That sometimes people come late to Shul, they're going to come late to Shul, and they're going to see you're starting from Pasuk Gimel in Bereishis. So say, oh, the first Aliyah only got two Psukim. So they're going to say, my meaning is that we let him read two Psukim. It's not true. He's really repeating it. But then he's not going to know the guy came late. And same thing Hayyitzim, that when the after the first Aliyah, they read the first three Pesukim, someone left, he'll think the next Aliyah got two Pesukim. And it's also, that's not true, you're repeating it over. But because of Nechnosim and Yaitzim, because of Gzeira, to these people, Shmuel said it's better to stop the Pasuk in the middle than to repeat over a Pasuk, because you have Gzeira, Nechnosim, and Yaitzim. So that is Mechlekes Rav and Shmuel. Meisvei, when I ask the Kasha on Rav and Shmuel, Meisvei, it says in the Braisa, Parasha Shishu Psukim, Kurnais Vishnaim. If you have a parasha of six psukim, then you read it with two aliyahs. Vishal Chamisha, if it's five psukim, Vyachit, then you read it with one aliyah. Why? Because you can't split up a chamisha. Kara Rishon Shloisha, let's say the first aliyah did not read all five psukim, only read three of them. So Hasheni, there's only two left in the parasha here. This is why it's not a parasha anywhere. So the only two left in the parasha. Hasheni Kara Shnaim Parasha Zu, Vacha Parasha Cheres. You read two from this parasha, one from the next parasha. You know, the Kohen should have read all five, but here he read three, so the next one can't just do two. You have to do two from this parasha, one from the next parasha. But Yeshayimrim, the Yeshayimrim argues, you have to do three in the next parasha. Why? You don't start a new parasha less than three psukim. Like we said, the reason is because someone who walks in and sees you only want you one pasuk in, they'll think they only laned one pasuk. Therefore, you have to read three psukim. So that's the price. The machlok is, everyone agrees you have to read something from the next parasha, and you don't repeat over. So here, it says either one pasuk or three pasuk, but you have to read from the next parasha. Vim Isa, if you hold like Rav, the way Argmar's gear says, even Fishmuel, I'll explain that in a second. Vim Isa, Lamanda, Madai, Lig, Nidlai. If you hold like repeat pasuk, why don't you repeat the pasuk over? The first Aliyah read three, so next Aliyah, read it over, and then read the next two. Lamanda, Paisik, Nifsik, Shri Paisik. So Rashi says you're not going to read Pesuk Nifsa because you already read three Pesukim. It's too late. You can't stop it. But Tosfos explains that you could learn the Gemara's Kasha that if the first, why did it say that you should read five, that you read five Yachid, you could have stopped in the middle. That's Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. Al-Kapanim, that's the way you could learn the Gemara's Kasha. Either way, the Gemara's Kasha is, why don't you die? Look, go be Pesuk. and for the Gemara. So the kash is on Rav and maybe Shmuel, that why there didn't he give the Eitzah of repeating over a Pasuk? So Gemara says, Shani Hasam, there's a regular parasha. The Ef Shevahachi, you could lane, go further and further. Masha Enkein, by the Ma'amadas, you can't start laning Yom Shlishi, because only Yom Rishon and Yom Sheni are part of the Seder HaYom. Therefore, you can't read Yom Shlishi. So you don't have a choice to read a third pasuk. You don't have a choice for that, a third parasha, and therefore you have to be Dalek and Nifsuk. Masha Enkein, in this case, it's a regular parasha where you can read further. So now the Gemara is going to say, remember, what's the halacha? Amar Rabbi Tanchor Meshuva Levi, halacha ki yesh imrim. We pass it like the yesh imrim, who says that in the case, we have a parasha of five psukim. That means a pay to pay. When we say parasha, we mean a pay to pay. There's five psukim, and then the Kayan read three of them. So Rabbi Shuva Levi says you have to read, Rabbi Shuva Levi says, we pass it when the yesh imrim holds, you have to read two from the rest of this parasha, and three from the next parasha, because you don't start a parasha less than three psukim. So that's what he says. He passed like a shem. Va'omram tan chomar meshuva levi. Kishem she'im haskiru in parasha pachas gimum psukim. Kach im shiayrim v'parasha pachas psukim. He says the same way we pass like the yesh imrim, that when you start a new parasha, you have to read at least three psukim. Also, when you stop, you also shall leave at least three psukim when you stop before the end of a parasha. So Mar says pshita, it's pashut. Hashta, if this yesh imrim holds, ma'as chalta. The Kamekel Tanakama. Madach starting a new parasha, the Tanakama says you can start with one pasuk. Still Machmiri Yesh Oimrim. The Yesh Oimrim holds that you have to begin with three psukim. Shiure, leaving over the Machmir Tanakama. The Tanakama is Machmir. How do we know it's Machmir? Because Tanakama says, L'chatchila, all five should be read by the first Aliyah. So you see, it's Machmir leaving over anything. Shir, the Machmir Tanakama, like Kolshke, the Machmiri. So of course the Yesh Oimrim is Machmir. That means the Yesh Oimrim says clearly you can't start a parasha with less than three psukim. So we're saying, it also doesn't let you leave less than three psukim. Of course, that even Tanakama holds, because Tanakama holds, L'chatchila, you should read the first five psukim by the first Aliyah. So of course he holds that you can't leave over less than three psukim. So what's the Chiddush that he even holds that he can't leave over? What's the Chiddush of Tanakama? So Gemara says there could be a Chiddush. Because now the tema, you would say maybe the reason we have to start a parasha with three psukim is because people come late, and they're going to see. Let's say that you start the aliyah after one pasuk. The last guy only read one pasuk, so that's an echnasim. Leaving over in a parasha, that's people might leave and think the next aliyah only read the two psukim that left to the parasha. He says maybe you would say echnasim shchichi. Coming in late, that's shchiach. Yoitzim, to leave in the middle of sefer Torah is shchichi. The man can sefer Torah v'nafka. To walk out while sefer Torah is there is very not common. And therefore, maybe you wouldn't make a gzeirah there. Kamashlan, there is a gzeirah there. Now, the problem was it was a kavachayim. Tanakama holds that you only make a gzeirah by the yoitzim, that you can't leave over the parasha less than three, but when you start a new parasha, you can start by one. So the Tanakama obviously holds there's more gzeirah of yoitzim than echnasim. So what's pshat? There's more gzeirah for people who are leaving than are coming in. But Tanakama, maishna shiurei. You now leave over less than three psukim. Because people might leave and think the next aliyah will read less than three psukim. As chuli nami, also starting one pasuk the parasha, gzeir mishum achnasim. You have gzeir because of achnasim. So my answer is no. The achnasim, I remind the ayal shel yeshua. They ask them like, what was the last aliyah? Only one pasuk. They'll ask. But if you leave, you can't ask. Adkan the Gemara with Rav and Shmuel and the machlekes by Ma'amados. Shalach Rabba braid the Rav of the Rav. So the Hilchos Amai, what's the Halacha L'Maisa? Shalach Le Hilchos Adoylek V'Emtsoy Dolgon. The Halacha L'Maisa is by Ma'amados that we read over the pasuk and the middle one, which means the Levi reads over the pasuk twice. Pasuk Gimel twice. V'Emel Kim V'Yar, they laid it over twice. The Shalach is what do we do by Rosh Chodesh? So what do we do by Rosh Chodesh? So a lot of Rosh Chodesh say by Rosh Chodesh do the same thing. It's the Levi who repeats it over, which means that in the first aliyah reads three psukim in parashas Tamid, v'davash hamash leimah, tzavash meni shomach leim, and v'amart lehem zeh isha. The next aliyah, which is the Levi, the middle one, he reads again v'amart lehem zeh isha, and then he says v'sakveh v'sayachot v'asir seifa. Those three, then the next aliyah says, does oilas tamah and v'niskar v'yashem v'niskar v'sashayni, and that's the and of Yom Shabbos. That's the next aliyah. That's what a lot of Shanim hold. That's what they learn out from Deilig Amtsoy V'Dolgam. Learned it's going on Rosh Chodesh as well. The Ramban has a problem with this because Ramban says that you're still running into a problem of Hanechnosim. The people come late. The first two, you stop in Pasuk Gimel. You think you read the first two psukim, only two psukim for the first aliyah. So what are you doing? What are you gaining? He says, you might as well take the 15 psukim, split it up into three, three each, and you have extras even, and you don't have to repeat any psukim. I did chnasim v'yotzim. We see you don't care about chnasim v'yotzim because you say you read the third pasuk three times. You read the third pasuk twice, even though people come in will think you only read two psukim at the beginning. Different Rabban argues, and there's other etzes that that Rishonim give, different etzes what to do, what to repeat over. And but my our minig is like this. The Goyin had different minig, but our minig is like this. We repeat pasuk gimel twice. So the Gemara, new Gemara, two dots. Two dots over here, new Gemara. We had in our Mishnah different aliyahs from different days. We have Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha, three aliyahs. Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, four aliyahs. Yom Tov, five aliyahs, and Kippur, six aliyahs, and seven aliyahs in Shabbos. We're missing something in the Mishnah. You know what we're missing? Taina Sibur. That's the Gemara Shiloh. It says, Zeh HaKal, Kol Sheyesh by Musaf gets four aliyahs. Abay Elu, Taina Sibur v'kamer. If you have a Taina Sibur, how many aliyahs is it? What's the Shiloh? Rosh Chodesh HaMoed, Ikud Karban Musaf Arba'ah. Rosh Chodesh HaMoed, have Karban Musaf, that's four. I have a Hakal at Karban Musaf Light. But here's no Karban Musaf, no. There's only three. By Dilma, Hakanami, Ikud Musaf Tefillah. Here also, you add on a Nenu. So the Issa got a Musaf, there's something extra, so maybe you have four aliyahs. That's the Shiloh. Tain and Sibur is three aliyahs or four aliyahs? Toshima, Marbi's a right. It says in the Braisa, Rosh Chodoshim, Mechel Shomayed, Karin Arba. It says in the Braisa, the Rosh Chodoshim, is that in our Mishnah? It's going back in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Rosh Chodesh and Chel Moyed have four aliyahs. Hub a Tain and Sibur is Mash, but Tain and Sibur is Gimel. Aim a Reisha, look at the Reisha. It says, Vashani, Bechamishu, Vashavas Mincha, a Monday, Thursday, and Shavas Mincha, Karin Gimel, you read three aliyahs. Hub Tain and Sibur Arba. So our mission is not a raya. Lekel amashmenei. Mahal lekel amashmenei. So we don't have a raya. We still have a shayla. Taina sibur is how many aliyahs? We don't have a raya from our mishnah. Tashma, bring a raya from a maisa with Rav. Tashma, the Rav ikel above taina sibur. Rav one time went to Bavel on a taina sibur. Kom kara b'sifra. He got up and he leaned the first. He didn't lean a aliyah. We're not sure which one this is, because Pashi was Yisrael. Kom Kar B'Sifra, he got Aliyah, Pasach Baruch, he made a bracha before, Chosim Loi Baruch, he did not make a bracha afterwards. So already that's a simple hint, something's going on here. He made a bracha before, not afterwards. Nofel Kul Yom Ba'apayu, everyone did Tachron that day, but Rav Lenofel Ba'apayu, and Rav did not fall on his face for Tachron. Mechti, so now this is a story. So Mechti, Rav Yisrael Kar, Rav was Yisrael. My time of Chosim Loi Baruch, why didn't he say a bracha after the aliyah? Lav mishum de boil mikrach v'ir nevasrei. Like we learned in our mishnah, then times of the mishnah, you made when you learned laying the Torah, you made a bracha before the first aliyah. Kohen made a bracha before, and then the last aliyah made a bracha afterwards. Here, Rav didn't make a bracha afterwards. Rav got shlishi, right? He didn't make a bracha afterwards. What it must be? He wasn't the last aliyah. The last aliyah was the fourth aliyah. It must be the fourth aliyah by the time of Sibur. Lav mishum de boil mikrach v'ir nevasrei. So you see that there's four aliyahs of Tain Sibur. And if you know, no. Rav Vikani Kara. Rav was got the aliyah of Koyin. The Rav Huna Kara Vikana. Because you find a precedent to that. Because Rav Huna, who was the God of Adar, used to get Koyin. And Rav says, what's the raya? This is Rav Huna Kara Vikahani. He got Koyin. The Afilu Rav Ami Rav Asi, the Kani Chashiva, the Ari Yisrael, make of Kaifilu, the Rav Huna. Even everyone was, he was the undisputed God of Adar. Even Rav Ami Rav Asi, who were Kahanim, and they were Choshev in Eretz Yisrael, but they were under him, they were smaller than Rav Huna. So then we understand that Rav Huna gets Kain. And the Rishonim speak out that Dafka, in a Shabbos Yontov, a time a lot of people around, you can't give the Talmud Chacham Kain unless he's the God of Adar. Mashenkin, on a regular day, a regular weekday, you could give a Talmud Chacham Kain before Kain, even if he's not the God of Adar, as long as he's a big Talmud Chacham. But upon him, here we're talking about Talmud Sibur, so why would Rav get Kain? He's not like Rav Huna. Rav Huna, everyone was kaifi to him. He means bigger than everyone. El Rav, Yikah Shmuel. The Kanava, there was Shmuel who was a Kohen. V'dabra Allah Shmuel. And Shmuel, V'dabra Allah. And Shmuel was bigger than him because Rav Simmons gave him cover, like the Mara says in Parak Maruba. So Mara says, no. Shmuel not make up kaifale. Shmuel also was smaller than Rav. Kaifle Rav. But Rav would only covered. Rav gave him cover for a special reason. What's the reason? Because there's a story in Masechta Shabbos where Shmuel was a doctor and Shmuel wanted to heal Rav from a certain stomach ailment. So he didn't let him go to the bathroom and Rav was a lot of pain. And Rav gave him a klala that he shouldn't have children. And afterwards, it was Svara that Shmuel was doing this for Rav's favor, to make Rav better. So Rav felt bad. And then Rav, from then on, always gave cover to Shmuel. So really, Shmuel was kaif to Rav. Rav was bigger. But Rav would overlay cover, he overlay before him. He only gave the cover in front of him. Not in front of him, he did not give him the cover. Therefore, he could get kayim. So the Gemara had a raya from Rav that he didn't make a bracha after the aliyah. It must be an aliyah. The Gemara says, no. He got kayin. That's when he didn't make a bracha afterwards. And really, there's only three aliyahs on the Tainus, maybe. Hakanamis Davra, the Rabbi Kanikara. It makes sense that Rav got kayin. This Akadat of Vishal Kara, Lefanah, my time bracha. Why did he make a bracha before? You tell me he got shlishi. He didn't make a bracha afterwards because of the Ravi. So why did he make a bracha before? Only kayin makes a bracha before. These are the Yisrael Kara. For now, my time Baruch. Everything were lachat tekana. It's after tekana. Yehachi, if it's after tekana, which made a bracha before and afterwards, lacharei naim levaruch. Make a bracha afterwards also. After the Gemara, no. It really could be you got shlishi Gemara saying, and it may be the reason why he brought lacharei because of Ravi, and it wouldn't be a riot that he made a bracha before. Why? Because there was a point in time that according to Dichuy the Gemara, that they made a bracha lefna every single aliyah, not afterwards. Why? Shani hecha the Yosef Rav, the mile Eile, people came late of a mefgile nafke. They didn't leave early. Therefore, we made a gzeira, otter, people come late, they should make a bracha before the aliyah, but afterwards you wouldn't worry about, because you'll hear the bracha afterwards at the end, because you're not going to leave early. But right now, we still do not have a raya about a Tanis Sivar. How many aliyahs on a Tanis Sivar? Because we try to bring different rayas. We still don't have a raya, either three or four aliyahs on a Tanis Sivar.